Special day today. I'm in St. Lucia on a tree planting excursion. Something I didn't really expect to be finding myself in the middle of, but actually quite content and happy to do so. It's something that was organised by the local people here. There's some school children, some people from the Rotary Club, and also the ARC yachting community have got involved as well. So we got a bus this morning from the marina and joined all these local people out in the middle of a forest. I'm actually standing in a banana plantation of all things, planting trees. So I'm going to see if I can find some people who'd be interesting to talk to about this. But for me, it's been a special experience. I've planted some nutmeg. That was nice.
So I'm here with Carla Gustin. Tell us about this project, Carla.
The project, this riverbank replanting project, is one born of necessity, as well as because of certain people being involved, right? Yeah. I'll explain both cases. Necessity because the riverbank was severely affected after the passage of Hurricane Thomas in 2010. Now, because of that, a lot of the forest, the riparian forest, was eliminated, was washed away. So you find every time you have a rainfall event, you will have massive amount of siltation and massive amount of loss of prime soil, topsoil. Also, the hurricane caused a lot of landslides, a lot of land slippages. Now, the government has been funding the replanting of those areas from its own resources. But also we had the participation of the Australian government in funding the rehabilitation of both landslides and riverbank, degraded riverbank. This actual activity of participating with or partnering with community groups and NGOs and so on was born out of an initiative last year taken for the 60th anniversary of the Diamond Jubilee of the Queen. So it was sanctioned by the Governor General, the Mpolet Luizi, and we partnered with 35 or 36 different community groups and NGOs on island.
Brilliant. What's really nice is like to have such a mixture of people, of mixture local of people. And foreign, I suppose visitors,
exactly,
and,
exactly.
And even some school children. School, like, that
children.
Was really, really nice, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, so far, this is just one part of the island, but activities like these go on island-wide.
Okay.
And the trees which are not planted directly by forestry staff are planted by
people like
by
us.
Volunteers,
yeah.
People like you, okay. Students. We work a lot with students.
Excellent. So how many trees
students.
Have we planted so far?
So far, we have planted in excess of 900 trees.
Super.
Yes, because initially we thought that we would plant something like 750 trees.
Oh my God.
But then it looked like we had a problem in our counting. So we had to go back to the nursery for more plants.
Excellent. And what kind of plants have we been planting?
We were planting both forest species and fruit bearing species.
Okay.
After the hurricane, again funded by the Australians, we established five what they call flying nurseries, like temporary nurseries around different sites in the island, and these have been producing the plants that we're using in both the rehabilitation of the land sites as well as the riverbank.
Okay.
We plant a wide array of species. We plant a lot of local forest species. We plant some, what you could say, species from overseas, and we also plant a lot of fruit-bearing species. The fruit-bearing species, we utilize most of them when we do the riverbank, since a lot of the land which is adjacent to the riverbank owned by locals.
Yeah.
And if we plant species that they can benefit from economically time to come, then they're more likely to protect it and take care of it, as opposed to planting species which they may have a tendency to destroy or not care if they destroy it, because they can't really see the direct benefit of it at the moment.
Well, it's certainly been a really special experience for me, just walking even around the bananas.
Yes,
do you know what
yes.
I mean? It's like, it's so unusual. It's really
exactly,
beautiful. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us be a part of it.
No problem. And we'll hope that you all will participate again.
You never
and
know.
Even if you yourself personally, but other people who come next year and the year after that and so on.
Thanks, Carl. Lovely talking to you.
No problem.
Cheers.
Actually, Mark, you should probably give us a bit of your background first to put this into perspective as to why you enjoyed it.
Okay, well, two reasons. First, as a young teen, I lived in the Seychelles, and the climate and flora and fauna are incredibly similar. And so, looking around at what there was, it took me back to being a 13-year-old traipsing through the hills in the Seychelles. But also, my sort of current job is an environmental manager for local governments in Bath. And we're looking very much at water management. So this project tells you very much.
It's totally tied into everything you're doing.
Very much so. And I'm looking at an urban context, reducing flooding in Bath, looking at upstreams, issues, trying to stop the surge water coming through Bath. And we're seeing similarities and talking to the guys involved in this project. They're doing exactly the same thing. It's very real here. The soil is in public shallow, most of it's on bedrock, so as soon as the soil's gone, there's nothing left. It's just rock.
And that's the problem, really, is that the rivers are flooding, so that's why they're losing all the trees. Yeah.
That's right. And once you've had a hurricane 2 years ago, and once you've lost that sort of vegetation, to actually get it back in place, it's really hard.
What kind of tree planting things are you doing in the UK?
UK have done quite a lot of community stuff between Bath and Bristol, especially. Community woodlands, trying to get people out to the beauty land around them, appreciate them. Health and wellbeing is a massive issue. Obesity is always headlines, dietary issues, and trying to get people to actually use their environments. I've just been spent the last couple of years producing a green infrastructure strategy for our authority, which has looked at sort of getting people involved and connecting nature and people. So looking at the river, looking at the landscape and looking at people and how we tie those things together. It's lovely, but we've got these series of plants because the kids were here and they did it before. It's, in a way, it's all about them.
They've gone back to school now, though.
They've gone back to school, but it's there. It's future generations, which is working towards, and it's great. We're looking at the different species as well. We have pineapple, we have papaya, we have mango, we have breadfruit, we have tamarind. So many different interesting things, and the way they've decided what to plant, so it's got value to people quickly, rather than waiting for forestry, for the timber product, which takes, even in this climate, it's just a good 40 or 50 years. But look at things which produce, or their nitrogen fixings have increased the sort of soil fertility for other plants to grow. So it's a really well thought out project.
The differences between the different plants that we have.
Okay, we have tree crops, trees that bear fruits. For example, this is nutmeg. That's love apple.
Okay.
We had one before.
You mentioned mango a minute ago. Where's the mango one?
No more mango. No more mangoes. Cashew.
Cashew nuts. Cashew. Wow. That's cool. Coconut?
Yeah, we have the cocoa.
My God, that's amazing, isn't it?
Cocoa. That is cocoa.
Original cocoa.
Super.
The best cocoa in the world.
Of course it is.
No, really.
Brilliant. Yeah. Which one is this?
That is Dalmari. This is a forestry.
Okay.
It's leguminous. It doesn't bear fruits anyway.
All right.
That's cinnamon.
Beautiful. Wow.
It's a cinnamon. Here, we have, that's a sour orange.
Sour orange.
Yeah.
Okay.
This you have there.
This is called blue wood. Blue wood.
Blue wood.
Black wobbly.
Okay.
So it's blue wood.
That's a local.
This is forest palms.
Mm-hmm.
I showed you the Dalmari. Dalmari, I showed that. Yes. That's it. That's all we have got.
Okay. Yes. Excellent. Thanks.
Oh, and we have Caribbean pine, which is not indigenous to St. Lucia.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Exotic.
Right.